News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts. A bill sailed through the Oklahoma House to eliminate the statute of limitations on rape cases where DNA evidence or a confession are involved. Representative John Eccles.
This bill actually really is a big deal, and I do want to say the Oklahoma Attorney General is who brought this to our attention.
The bill was amended to make revenge porn a sex crime and extend the statute of limitations to 20 years. Oklahoma has long sat atop the rest of the nation for the cost of homeowners insurance, and now it's going up again. The average policy costs over $5,800 a year. The national average is $2,600. In the last year, rates have increased over 10% in Oklahoma. Several members of the Oklahoma Congressional delegation are questioning the U.S. Postal Service about plans for changes in Tulsa. Radio Oklahoma's Del Forbes reports.
A letter bearing the signatures of Senators James Lankford and Mark Wayne Mullen and Representatives Frank Lucas, Tom Cole, and Stephanie Bice has been sent to the Postmaster General. The delegation has questions about reports of plans to move work from the mail processing center in Tulsa to another one in Oklahoma City. And the letter specifically asks about those Tulsa jobs. No one's supposed to be laid off, but about 24 positions could be reassigned.
A 4-year-old boy has died after being struck by a drunk driver. It happened in LaFleur County on U.S. Highway 270 near Worcester. The Highway Patrol report found the 18-year-old driver from Heavener veered off the road and struck the child. Looking nationwide for 8 months brought Langston University officials right back home to appoint a new president. Dr. Ruth Ray Jackson was already serving as interim president and before that was VP of Academic Affairs. The Oklahoma City Thunder have not entered the NBA playoffs atop the Western Conference since the 2012-2013 season. But that's where they are now as they wait for the play-in tournaments to determine who they will face in the first round. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission says it's time for the 2024 OSU Wheat Variety Test Plot Tours between now and the latter part of May. 16 locations are set for 2024. These events are being put on by OSU Extension and OSU Ag Research, supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Research Foundation, made possible with funding from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. We'll have a chance to see many of the OSU wheat varieties that are now available to wheat producers in the region, as well as several of the experimentals that Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team continue to work on here in 2024. To get all the details about the 2024 Wheat Plot Tours in your area, go to okwheat.org and scroll down to the OSU Wheat Variety Testing Plot Tour schedule. You can also find all the details on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, on our calendar page. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.